Hey, what's up? Twilight Sparkle here. Being that I am hundreds and hundreds of thousands of years old at this point in my life, I decided it might be fun to take a look at some of my older work from before all of my friends, all five of my friends died 100,000 years ago. And it might be interesting to take a look at some of the work that I did, do some commentary, do some touch-ups, and put it out in a place where people can actually get it. Because if YouTube comments lead me to believe anything, these are, for whatever reason, works that people are interested in hearing and being able to acquire. So, real talk, it's been about 9, 8, 7 years at most for some of these, which is wild. And a lot of them I was so young and I was so removed from them that I haven't heard them proper in so long. None of these are things that I decided when I was doing the remasters project last year. None of these were things that I wanted to touch. Number one, just because I wanted to focus on full albums. And number two, just a lot of them are so old or there's circumstances about them that didn't feel like something that I wanted to touch at the time. But I know a lot of people are attached to these. And so I was trying to think of a way that I could bring them back, just to make them available and do a little bit of touch-ups. I mean, these don't have the months and months of work that I put into those 2019 remasters, but this is very early songwriting for me. Between 18 and 20 years old, really just starting at like my first real few years of trying to lay the groundwork of like, what kind of songs do I want to write? How do I write? What is my sound? And a lot of these are what I call sound-alikes, where really, because I was in college at the time and I was studying a sort of sound design, and a lot of these was just a thing of like, okay, I heard a song that I like, but you know, music to me at that point was really just a hobby. And the miraculous part is that it was a hobby that people were paying attention to. So for me, I would take songs that I liked and I would try and deconstruct what made those songs, like what elements put together, created that song. And I would try and figure out, mostly for the purpose of study and for the purpose of practice, try and build my own versions. And My Little Pony was a great muse for that, because I didn't really have to hang around too much thinking about subject matter. I could really get into just the nitty-gritty of really workshopping songwriting and trying to learn the ropes of what was going on. And I certainly cannot say that I'm proud of every single one of these songs. That being said, the people that I got to work with and a lot of the stories and that both I have from having worked on them and that I've heard over the years from people that have been touched by these songs, because I know that for me these are very early, these are workshop songs, these are sound-alikes, and that's my side of the story. But you know, I uploaded them, I gave them away. And Yinzal took them, and you know, you made your own stories, and you had your own experiences, and those are the, I mean, the fact that I got to touch anybody's lives like that in any way whatsoever is a genuinely astounding fucking thing. That's probably enough introduction. I'm gonna go through these. I'm gonna talk about each one, and yeah, that's going to be it. Let's get the show on the road. My name is Twilight Sparkle, and I am 400,000 years old.